Hey, we're back with Allie, the queen of men's health. And this mini episode, we're going to talk about two tricks to be successful in the kitchen.
So coming from someone who does not cook, I think I am a great example that considering a meal prep service is almost like crucial. And here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, but they're so expensive. Like some of them are astronomically expensive. I get that. Some of them, though, are actually really affordable.
Yeah.
When you do the math of the food that you would spend on Uber Eats combined with actually food that you make at home, it really comes out to the same, if not less. So considering getting a meal service can make life so much easier. I use it and my husband uses it. You could actually ship meals to your hotel or wherever where you want to travel, because also travel is very difficult. So I would say that's something to consider and look at the math, do the math with the pricing and all of that, see what works for you. And it doesn't have to be every single meal, but that's something that can really help and aid in somebody to stay on track, especially if there's someone like me who does not cook, which I can, I just hate it and I'm not good at it, but like we could all get by.
So. So do you have a favorite one?
Icon meals.
Icon. Okay.
Icon. You can customize. So I can choose how much protein, how many ounces of protein, how many ounces of carbs, and then make the meals that work best for me based on the macronutrients that my coach has me on. So
got it.
Also what I like bland stuff. So I get the same thing, chicken, rice, green beans, but they have way more exciting things like pizzas and quesadillas and stuff like that. That's all healthy. So,
okay. And then what will be one more thing you say from a standpoint of like just being successful in the kitchen? One thing I have is I have a rule of like, I need to make it unreasonable for me not to eat healthy. So I just don't have stuff in the house. Like my wife and I, we don't have the snacks and the goodies and stuff. And now we don't have kids. So obviously it makes it a little bit easier. So I do understand that is something that has to be considered, but there isn't things that we can be bad with. So we kind of make it unreasonable to make bad decisions.
It's very easy. If you have trigger foods, just don't have them in the house. Now, if you do have kids and your kids are into a trigger food, maybe it's Oreos. Cover the Oreos with tin foil so you don't look at them.
Or like, everyone knows you're eating it because you have to unwrap it.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of noise. Or if you're not tracking your food, force yourself to track every bite, lick, taste, crumb, finishing your kid's plate, all of that, because that will add up quickly and you really check yourself quite well.
Yeah. Cause you're like, oh shoot, that those two Oreos turned into six Oreos. And yeah. Cause again, you can eat those down pretty quick. Now what would you, this is kind of a sidebar. How do you feel about a once a week cheat? Or where do you fall in that spectrum?
I'm not someone who's like, don't call it cheat because cheat is bad. Like, you know, whatever. Honestly, there's ways to eat what you enjoy in a very flexible way. So I'll have guys, they'll text me and be like, you know, how much, like on St. Patrick's Day, like how much corned beef hash can I have? And I was like, first of all, who actually likes that? Weird. I think that's weird. I wouldn't like that, but I was like, have you put it into chronometer to see what it comes out to? Cause then that will dictate based on your calories for the day or your protein, carbs, and fat, how much you can have. You can have pretty much whatever you want, as long as it matches up to what you're eating. And I do tell people like, yes, we talk about clean and not clean and stuff like that, because we do use a flexible approach with our clients, which means that they can eat whatever they want as long as they get to their macronutrient goal every day. But that does not necessarily mean having that come from donuts and burgers and all that is the healthiest way, because that will add up quite quickly and you'll likely go way over on fat compared to your protein and carbs. Mm-hmm. But how can you integrate those foods that you enjoy? So if someone wants more of like a free open meal to just like go hard on barbecue or whatever, I'm okay with that if they feel that that's necessary, but that's usually indicative that they're not eating in a way that keeps them satiated throughout the week, which usually comes in the form of higher protein and incorporating foods that they enjoy. But it's very contextual too, where if somebody's dieting extremely hard, that might not be in the cards right now. But if you are just trying to get consistent with getting your calories in, then yeah, have at it. So
are you a fan of some of these other alternative versions of maybe a treat? So for example, like a Halo Top ice cream versus a regular ice cream, or, you know, some of these other alternatives that have come out in the last couple of years that actually taste decent now versus 15 years ago, they were terrible.
Oh, I am like the fake food queen. Like I always tell people, and my coach Luke is always like, can I get you to eat more real stuff? And I'm like, dude, I like it. obviously, like if I had a photo shoot, I would eat all real food for like 3 weeks, because it does make a difference with inflammation. But honestly, I eat one of those legendary cinnamon rolls like every day, because it's so good. It's 20 grams of protein. It tastes good. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things out there that do taste like the alternative. And there are a lot of, there's way better ice creams than Halo Top. Like there's all different brands now.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that that's totally fine. And I think the Ninja Creamy is like a game changer for people who like ice cream and want a healthier treat. Then get one of those. Like if you're an ice cream fanatic, and if you're one of those people who's used to having some ice cream after every single dinner, every single night, get a Ninja Creamy and just make your own, because you can make it so it's pretty much identical to what you're eating out of a pint. So
I, that's my take. I have, that's on my list. I have not got one yet, but like all through prep last year, I just kept seeing these like ice cream, like protein ice cream things. Like, how are they making them? And I finally figured out it was this Ninja Creamy, and I saw it at Costco last week, and I was like, ah, oh, all right, now it's game over, because I'm a huge ice cream fan. So I will, that's on my list. Have you tried it?
Yeah, we were late to the party. We got it like maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it's a lot of experimentation as to like which consistency and flavor comes out good, but it is really easy. I just can't finish the entire thing. Like I'm like super full after half a pint, which is great because it keeps you full. But I have guys who were dieting very, very hard recently for photo shoots who lived on creamies every single night up until their shoot, because it's a good volume thing. Like you can get up to 100 grams of protein in a pint. Like that's a lot.
That's a lot. And like you said, it's satiating too. So if they are hungry, it's going to help curb that hunger a little bit. And the good news is, since you don't cook, it's easy to use the creamy. So I think that's a positive thing that came out of that, was like, hey, anybody can do it, even if you don't like it. So, yeah.
Totally. I mean, even somebody like me who usually breaks everything in the kitchen, I can use that.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't have any creamies ready to go last night, so I had Ben and Jerry's.
Well, that's okay. All right, dude. Well, we will see you in the next episode.